less than three conservative radio hosts who ranted against the vaccines and the scam-demic died of COVID this past month. My brother, an attorney, loved to tell the joke, "What's a dead lawyer in the middle of the road?" Answer, a good start. Well, being a snowflake and all, a libtard bleeding heart who got vaccinated first chance I got, I can't really gloat over the deaths of people who advocated not getting vaccinated. Unless they passed it on to their parents or their spouses or their kids. In which case, I might start believing in karma. Yesterday I got a chain letter from a fellow South Ender that was from the Firefighters Union of North Snohomish. They were asking the governor to reconsider mandatory requirements for inoculations of these heroic first responders, citing the argument that their courage during the pandemic was grounds for exempting them from government overreach. They had, they said, done their jobs without complaint. Other options should be considered rather than mandatory vaccinations. They had sacrificed enough, I reckon. Now the complaining starts. We're in the midst of another surge in the coronavirus. Hospitals filling up, respirators running out, more people dying. My first responders want to opt out if at all possible. Same with a lot of teachers. Same with a lot of other folks who see the pandemic as a scam-demic. Protests are starting to pop up around the state and the country. Politics injected instead of a COVID vaccine into the local and national debate. Their departments will be shorthanded when the fire guys refuse to be inoculated or fired or quit in protest. Freedom fighters, really, see? I say they have the right to take a hike. I'm sure there are plenty of opportunities for these heroes who think it's perfectly reasonable to administer first aid to accident victims or transport the sick from nursing homes without being immunized. I've got a father who's 98 in an assisted living situation. When he calls 911, I hope his rescuers aren't going to give him COVID. But I can tell the firefighters, EMTs that come to take him by ambulance to the nearest hospital, he doesn't get a choice who answers the call. Their so-called freedom doesn't work for him or any other victim. They don't like it. I hear McDonald's is paying better.